Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of fannies, silks, and scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improved sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning, January 31st, if you're just getting started, it's 7:37 a.m. And as always, we like to remind you about those school zones, school kids, and school buses. Well, you know they're in effect until 9 o'clock, so if you're traveling in, I know sometimes it's just hard to be on time all the time. But if you're traveling in, try to give yourself enough time to get there safely. Make sure you're watching out for kids that are getting on school buses and kids that are walking to school. It's something that I feel is every single one of our responsibility to make sure that we're keeping our kids safe. And you know, as we talk about schools and kids every single morning, I don't know if you guys read the article or saw the news report about Hydea Cowley in Chicago. It just really touches your heart. When a 15-year-old young woman, young girl, is killed. And you know, every single morning we remind you about school kids, school zones, even after school. And you know, this morning, especially when we hear about shootings at schools and we hear about shootings after school, Hydea was shot and killed on Tuesday in Chicago. And she had such a bright, promising future, as we hope all of our children do. It just, I don't know, when I read the article on yesterday, it really just shook me to my core. And I wanted to share that with you guys this morning and just say, you know what? I know we do it, and I know a lot of you do it as well. It's especially important that we pray with our kids every single morning. I don't care how busy, how much time we have, we just have to say a prayer with our kids. You know, it used to be when you sent your kid to school, you knew that they were fine and you expected that they would come home. But now the world is changing so badly and people have just gotten so out of control that we just don't know. And you know, when you think of shootings happening in other places, and this is what we said to our son, You can never think that because it's in Chicago or because it's in Newtown, Connecticut, or in Colorado, that it can't happen here. And the fact of the matter is that anything can happen anywhere. And so this morning, our hearts are heavy for those parents of those, you know, young people that were just gunned down, you know, over nothingness. And so this morning, as you're driving in, we just want to encourage you to make sure that you encourage your kids, love on them, and make sure that you say a prayer with them. And just every single morning, we just pray for not only our child in the morning, but we pray for children in schools across America, that God just covers them with his precious blood and that he just keeps them safe. And so we want to encourage you to do that this morning. And this morning, as you're traveling in with your child, you know, just keep those families in your hearts and in your prayers this morning, because you know what? They're waking up not having to send their daughter off to school. And one of the things that struck me in the article most was that not only was she an honor student, her parents said, you know what? The biggest trouble that we had with Hadia was that she ran up our credit card bill on Amazon buying books. She was an insatiable reader. And you know what? Those are the stories that we want to hear. Those are the morals and the values that we want our kids to have. We want them to be good students. And you know, yesterday as we were sitting at a parent-teacher conference, and I guess this is why it really, well, not even a parent-teacher conference, but a gathering of parents getting our kids ready for the next level, it just struck me as we were sitting there after I had read the article, sitting there with our son, who was safe with us, that there are a lot of things that we have to instill in our kids. And one of those things is to make sure that we know who our friends' kids are. And that when they get to high school, and this is one of the things that the counselor was talking about on yesterday, is that sometimes when our kids get past elementary and junior high school, we sort of let them go their way, and we're maybe not as involved. And so one of the things that we want to do is to encourage ourselves and encourage you as well, that even as our kids are growing up, we've got to stay engaged. We've got to continue to engage them. We've got to find out who their friends are. We've got to find out what they're doing, where they're going, and really just kind of stay connected with them. And sometimes we think because they are young adults that we don't need to know as much about them as maybe we did when they were younger. And so this morning, if you're driving in with your child or you've sent your child off to school, we just want you to be mindful that things are happening all across the world. And you know what? There is no distance in the spirit, and we can stop and we can just pray for those families that have lost children. Because those families, even in Connecticut, even though it is no longer the lead story in the media, maybe we don't see it in the news reports as much. You know what? Those parents are still very saddened and have a hole in their hearts that we could never really even fathom. And this morning, Hadia's family has a hole in their heart as they are going through their day, not being able to wake their child up and send her to school, not knowing now what they could have expected from her. And so this morning, we just want to encourage you to encourage your children and to get engaged and make sure that we all stay engaged with our kids throughout their academic career and even on into college. I know when they become adults and they go away, but we still need to have these open conversations to help them to grow and to help them to make good decisions. And so this morning, as you're traveling in, just want you to think about that and make sure that you're doing all that you can do just to be prayerful and to make sure that our kids are equipped and make sure that they know that anything can happen anywhere. You're on point, everybody. It's Thursday morning. We're winding down the month. We've got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. We'll be right back.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Put one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. Today's Thursday. It's January 31st. Can you believe it? We're already through January, getting ready to kick off another new month. But this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for any and all information about home, auto, life insurance, any questions, any concerns, any updates, Rosa and her team are on point by dialing 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Go to their website by logging on to www.hicksonhasit.com. Well, I tell you what. You know, it's like this morning we were driving in. You get here. You look at the day and you think it's Thursday already. Where has the week gone? It has absolutely flown by, and we're already almost into February. And so this morning, what I really want to talk about is how successful people get things done. How they get things done in a day, a week, a month. And I know that a lot of people are having challenges getting things done, whether it is setting goals and making sure that those things get done and working for you, even if it's losing weight, getting on an exercise program, just things that we want to get done and just don't get done. And so there are people who have created sort of like a formulation. And I was asking DC this morning about getting more work done and getting things done in the course of a day, a week, a month, a year. And he said to me simply, it takes a lot of grace. And no matter what the experts say about this issue, that's absolutely right. It takes a lot of grace. And so many of us have so many things on our plates every single day that we get a little bit overwhelmed because we have so much to do. And then there's not a whole lot of balance in that. And so if you're starting your morning off this morning, I hope that you'll start by understanding that God gives us grace just for today. He's not going to give us tomorrow's grace today. And when we walk in that, and this morning when DC and I, in our quiet time, when we were getting ready for, before we started getting ready for work, we always, every morning, we have just a few minutes in the morning where we come together, we pray, and we meditate on our day. And one of the things that was in our meditation this morning was about being able to rest and understanding that God has the battles that we are trying to fight. Now, do we have to do things in the natural? Absolutely. But if you're driving in this morning or you're sitting at your office and you are worried about every single thing that you need to do, that you haven't done, that you want to get done, you got to realize that there is a force that is bigger than yourself. We call that force God. And when you rest in God and you know that He's got it, then you can just do the things that you can do in the natural. And one of the things that the experts say is this: time doesn't feel me. I feel time. And I thought, isn't that interesting? And so what the author of the article was saying is that deadlines and time frames establish parameters, but typically not in a good way. The average person who is given 2 weeks to complete a task instinctively adjusts his efforts, so it actually takes 2 weeks. And so last night we were having this conversation with our son because, as I said at the top of the show, we were at a conference last evening and we were talking about preparation and getting ready, getting our kids ready for the next level, and what was expected of them, and how to keep their averages up. And when they start in the ninth grade, that, you know, if they are not persistent, if they are not grinding the whole time, then their average actually drops that first year because maybe they just blow the ninth grade off. But then you're working from behind the eight ball to get the average up. Well, my point is this. Is if it takes 2 weeks, if you've been given 2 weeks, and you know your kids do it and we do it as well, then we wait until 2 days before it's due and then we get started. And so this is really, I guess, encouragement for us and encouragement for our kids as well, that we start creating a sense of excellence and even a sense of right now. I don't want to say urgency, but right now. And so we were saying to David about some things that he had to do that weren't necessarily due for the next few days. And we said, why wait? Why wait until the night before? Why not do it now? See, what happens is when you wait, because as the article says, you wait, you have 2 weeks to get it done, but your instinct takes over and it adjusts to the deadline. So now it takes you 2 weeks to do something that might have only taken you a few days. But it is a mindset. It is a mindset about getting more done in a course of a day. And so when we looked at him and we said, and your kids say to you, because if you're a parent, one of the first things that we say when we pick him up or we see him in the evening is, first of all, how was your day? And we talk about the day. And then after that, we say, what do you have for homework? What do you have to do? And anytime somebody says that they have nothing to do, that should be an issue. That should be a red flag for each of us. Even for those people who don't have kids and you are working, everybody has something that they need to do. And so in order to create a spirit of excellence, we've got to start inputting the fact that procrastination just doesn't work. And then what happens is you're behind the eight ball and you've waited. And so now the project, if it's at work or if it's at school, the project is not nearly as excellent because you have waited until the last minute. And so these are some of the things that the experts say, that when we understand that our instincts automatically adjust, we need to readjust. And we need to be the difference makers for ourselves. We need to be doing the most productive thing that we can do every day. But you know, our kids don't do necessarily what we say to do. They do what they see us do. And if they see us always waiting until the last minute and getting it done, and then some of us, we fool ourselves and we say, well, you know what? I work better under pressure. I just like to wait until the last minute. I do some of my best work when I'm under pressure. Well, do you really? If you haven't given yourself enough time, is it really going to be excellent? Or is it going to be something that's really an afterthought? Is it going to be something that you have simply thrown together? And so as we're traveling in this morning, it's just a word for not only us as adults, but for our kids. And yesterday, as we were sitting in this auditorium filled with parents and some eighth graders and getting ready for the next level, I started thinking that, you know, the old adage, when you know better, you do better. Well, the more you learn about how to make your kids better, the better they should be. The more you learn, the more we should be able to teach them. And so we want to be able to teach our kids how to be excellent. Because it doesn't matter if your child is equipped and they're just incredibly smart. What we now understand as adults, as we've gotten wisdom, is that when you encourage your kids to work hard, they can still be successful. They can still be an honor student. They can still be as successful as that person that just intuitively is smart. But they've got to be able to work hard. And we've got to be able to get the best out of them. And we do that by helping them to get more done in a day than just sitting around and doing nothing. And then the second thing is this, and it's critically important, that we choose the people around us that we choose the people around us. When it comes to employees, when it comes to friends, that we choose the right people to be around us. That is a game changer. Choosing the right people, choosing people that support what you do, choosing people that say, yes, you can, choosing people that want to be successful, as opposed to choosing people that don't. It's the difference maker. And what we're talking about this morning is getting more done in a day and some tools that'll help us all get better and help us to think, help us to be more efficient, and help us to be stronger. Y'all, it's Thursday, and you're on point. Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm. Imagine it, and top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the show, this segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Terra Home. Well, as we move into a new month, we're also moving into the love month. It's Valentine's Day coming up. And if you're looking for a special, special gift, Terra Home is a great place to start. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Don't forget about those free mammograms. Absolutely free. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-1122 and ask for Diane Kitts. She'll make sure to give you all the information so that you can have your mammogram done. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're 6 minutes after 8, it's Thursday, January 31st, and we're talking about how to get more done in a day. And when we start getting more done in a day, we'll be able to eventually get more done in a week, a month, a year. And then you'll start to begin to see that dent that you're trying to put into whatever your goals are. And they're just really simple things. And last night, as I said, as we were sitting at our son's preparatory conference for the next level, it really, really made me think a lot about preparation. How are we preparing our kids, but how are we preparing ourselves? And I started thinking, and DC and I were talking last night about how when we were at that age, we didn't have the advantage of so much information. We didn't have the advantage of technology. We didn't have the advantage of everything being laid out for us and saying, okay, if you do this, this, and this, then this will happen. Or this, this, and this equals the other. And so it was just, it was a moment of revelation for me. And I wanted to share that with you all this morning because I think it could be a moment of revelation for you as well and for your kids, because we want our kids to be successful and we want to be successful. But in order for both of those things to happen, we've got to work for it. And one of the things that the article says is that you have never paid your dues. Dues aren't paid past tense. Dues get paid each day. And that was like, wow. Because many people feel like they've paid their dues. I've done the grunt work. I shouldn't have to do that anymore. This is the only real measure of your value is the tangible contribution you make on a daily basis. The tangible contribution that you make on a daily basis. And tangible means those things that you can touch, those things that you can see and feel. And so a lot of us start to feel that after we have been on our job for X amount of time, or we are the senior in the class, or your seniority really denotes that you have paid your dues. But I really liked the fact that dues aren't paid past tense. We're always, always, every day making a measure and a dent into where we're going. And so I think that that's what happens for many of us, is that we get satisfied. And when we get satisfied, we don't get anything done. Because when you get satisfied, most of the times you feel justified. You feel justified in not doing anymore. And then you're just waiting. You're waiting for the day that the job ends. You're waiting for the retirement. You're waiting for really nothingness. Because you have told yourself that you've paid your dues. You don't have to work hard anymore. You don't have to put in the extra effort that you did initially to climb to the heights that you're at or the heights that you think you're at. And what that does, the expert says, is it creates a mediocre mindset. It creates a mindset that is that of average. And more than anything, what we are trying to really, 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 really impart into our son and into ourselves is that it takes nothing really to be average. Anyone can be average. It just doesn't take a lot of work to be average. And if you think about it, you'll really understand that if you only do the minimum amount of work, then you just make yourself average. And so I was saying to David this morning, I said, don't you have a real sense of accomplishment that you finished your assignment early and that you'll be able to get those extra points for simply turning in your assignment early when you were at home and you had time and you weren't doing anything? And so really a lot of us as adults have become average because we've stopped striving. We've stopped reaching for excellence, and we have just decided to settle for the status quo. You just have decided to settle. You've decided that nobody pats you on the back, nobody really cares, that your extra efforts are really in vain, so why do them? Well, you do them because you don't want to be average. You want to aspire to be excellent. He says it doesn't matter what you accomplished in the past. You're never too good to roll up your sleeves, get dirty, and do the grunt work. No job is ever too menial. No task is ever too unskilled or boring. And this is what, when we get this down in us, and I hope you're really, really hearing me, because I'm not just talking to you in the network. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to all of us, because if we're not careful, we will become average, where you don't put the work in anymore. You don't put in any more than what you have to. And it really should make you say, or you have become so comfortable with your job and you feel like, I got this. I don't have to do anything extra. Well, when we do that, we really send a message to our children. And there's nothing more that I hate to hear when people say, oh, I go to work, but I don't do nothing. You know, what is that really saying? What is that saying about you? What message are you sending, maybe not even to your kids, but what message are you sending to the person who's listening to you when you say you don't do anything? You're really saying that you don't want to work, that you're not working, you're not aspiring to be excellent. You're just going there because it is necessary. And I'm telling you, even if you're trying to get out of where you are, if you're trying to move into or shift into the next gear, the next thing, the next opportunity, the only way to do that is to be excellent right where you are. And for many people, and I know because we have been there, when you get tired of your job, when you get bored, when it's not where you want to be anymore, you don't want to be excellent. You just want to get to the next thing. But what we have found is that from our own personal experience, if you're not excellent right where you are, you'll never get to the next place. And this is not condemnation, because I know we're all guilty of it. We've all had those moments. But as we've moved into the new year, if you are where you are, then obviously you're there for a reason. Maybe that means that you've got to learn some more things before you go to the next thing. Why not try to be excellent right where you are? Now, if you have been average and you have adapted a mediocre mindset without even knowing, guess what you can do? You can change your mind.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam, a delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary and his team at Get Wired. Listen, it doesn't matter what your needs are. They're going to fit it into your budget. They're going to give you everything that you want in channels, how you want it, when you want it, and at the price that you want it. All you got to do is phone 318-767-2220. And, of course, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. If you're just joining this morning, it's 19 minutes after. It's Thursday. And we're talking about, we're having a conversation about getting more things done in a day. And one of the last things that we were talking about is paying your dues. And I really just got to go back to this because, you know, it struck me that as young people, DC and I had these sort of delusions of grandeur. I guess that's the best way to put it. Delusions of grandeur. And if you don't get wisdom, you will remain disillusioned. And what do I mean by that? I mean that we thought, for some reason, that we didn't have to pay dues. And a lot of people are there. And you know, the only way that you can get past a thing is to own a thing. The only way that you can grow and get better is to own your truth. You got to identify it. You've got to ask yourself, do I do that? I know it is so hard. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to ask myself these questions sometimes. Do I do that? Was I that obnoxious? Yes. The answer is yes. But you know what? No worries. What we understand from growth is that you can get better and you can change. And paying your dues is something I think that we will be doing until the day that we close our eyes. Paying your dues simply means you're always working. You're not afraid to work. You want to work. You want to learn. You want to get better. You don't want to step over someone else to get to where you want to be. And understanding, and this is a term that is probably, it's so cliche-ish and it's so overused, but it's so true. Understanding that what's for you is for you. And it doesn't matter who looks like they're ahead of you. It doesn't matter how successful they look. What's for you, and even better, what God has for you is for you. And when you really trust that and you rest in that, you'll understand. But you got to understand that being average, not wanting to do any more, is never going to get you to the next level. And this was a lesson, DC, that we learned, but it took us a while to get there. It took us a while to understand that being faithful over those little things, that in the end, that when we were faithful over those little things, that God would make us ruler over those bigger things. And for you, DC, when was that moment? Do you remember when you understood that being average was not gonna get us to where we wanted to be, and that we really did have to pay our dues? Do you remember when that was for you?
I don't necessarily know, Corlette, because, you know, for me, it's been a long process of recovery. So, you know, things have just been coming to me, you know, as I have been trying to grow mentally, physically, emotionally. And, you know, so in these last 10 years, I've picked up a lot of stuff, a lot of new stuff that I wasn't able to pick up when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with us, in our case, we were just plain outright hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just hard-headed. It was kind of hard to tell us stuff because we thought we knew things that we really didn't know.
Absolutely.
You know, if that makes sense.
That makes all the sense.
Now, that's just how we were. We thought we knew a lot of things that we didn't know. And the things that we did know, we were really grandiose in those because we were overly confident in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the things that we did know, we were so overly confident that we couldn't be very effective even with those things.
Right.
Because we didn't have any wisdom and understanding.
Right. And you have to be teachable.
Absolutely.
At every stage of your life. You know, because this is what we learned. If we only know what we know, then what do we really know?
Absolutely. And one of the, I guess, the humility factor.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a lot of humility. We weren't humble, looking back on it. You know, you know, I was talking to Granny the other day, and she was saying, man, y'all, there was a lot of things that, the opportunities that y'all had.
Talking about my mother.
Right. Mm-hmm. That we didn't take advantage of. And there was. I mean, we just had every opportunity to be more advanced than where we are now, and we didn't take advantage of those opportunities.
And a lot of people would have quit.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of people do quit, you know, because, you know, society will tell you, people around you will tell you that your best years are behind you. You know, and so we just refuse to believe that. You know, we appreciate and understand that now that we're smarter and have more wisdom and more understanding, we feel we should be able to do more. And that's why you see people that are that seem to be more mature look like they get more done with less energy. You know, I can remember being 24 and running like a wild man, trying to hoard up as much money as I could, you know, and, you know, easy come, easy go. You know, that old adage, I mean, as fast as it came, it went.
Absolutely.
Because you know what the Bible says about a fool and his money.
Oh, yeah. They are soon departed. And so this conversation is really about helping people to get more done. But really, in the realm of that, DC, helping people to understand that there are a lot of reasons why we don't get to the next level. There are a lot of reasons. And those reasons really are within ourselves. But you've got to be honest with yourself. And you talk about, you know, and when I hear you sit there and talk about who we were, you know, it sometimes it makes me not sad, but it makes I say, wow, who were those people?
Well, when I look back on it, it causes me to have gratitude. Because I know that, you know, we were there, but we're not there anymore. You know, and we're in the process and making progress. So anytime you look at where we are, and if today we're doing a little bit better than today, we're still moving and pressing toward the mark.
Absolutely.
And that's where we are now, you know. And so, you know, I totally feel that everything that we have gone through, of course, a lot of the things we didn't have to go through, but we wouldn't be the people that we are right here, right now, had we not gone through the things that we went through. So, you know, in dealing with it from a reality perspective, I have absolutely no problem with the decisions that I've made. You know, a lot of them were wrong. You know, a lot of them were, as I sit here right now today, was absolutely crazy and belligerent. But
right there with you.
Absolutely. You know, they are the decisions that we decided to make, you know, as a couple, you know. And so, you know, and looking back on it now, Corlette, now, once David came, looked like things started to change.
We got a little bit more wisdom. I mean,
absolutely,
we started to want to do better.
Yeah, because when you have kids, you know, you sit and you tell him, you know, he's 5 years old, and you say, son, don't do that. And then you think about it, and you're doing the same crazy stuff. So, you know, I mean, we started growing up more then.
And you know what I love? In so many of the conversations that we've had with so many of the great people that have given their supply to the OPT network. And I was struck as you were talking about that when Prophetess Juanita Bynum was on the show and she said, failure is the best teacher. See, if you've never failed, you can't really learn anything. Failure is what helps us to get better. And I hope within this conversation this morning that someone listening, DC, will be able to, and a lot of times people like to listen in to our conversations because we really are just honest. Because what we understand is that now that we own truth, that we can't be hurt by those things. They can't hold us hostage anymore. And thank God we're not where we want to be, but we're not where we were. And people that have experienced failure, and in our lives together, we have experienced a lot of failure, a lot of disappointment, and a lot of people, DC, they quit right there.
Right. And that's the danger in it. Now, you know, there's another side to this that, and I've seen people, you know, and I know people who, as we were coming up in our earlier years, you know, in our 20s and early 30s, We were making decisions. There were people out there making the right decisions all around us. You know, and that's why I say that we were hard-headed. If if there's somebody out there now and somebody's trying to consult you with information that's going to be beneficial to you, instead of being defiant and not letting that information in to process it and really asking yourself, is this really going to help me in my walk at life and what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to be? Is this actually going to help me? You know, those are going to be the people that are going to have a road that's going to be they're not going to be tormented with so much of the drama that we had to go through, because the people with wisdom that are telling them, hey, I did this and I wouldn't do this. Because we literally had people saying, hey, I wouldn't really do this or I wouldn't do that. And they weren't really saying it like we thought it needed to be said. So we decided against that and on up the road, we saw exactly what they was talking about.
Absolutely.
There is nothing like good, orderly wisdom, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, there is nothing like information from somebody who has been on the path way ahead of the same path that you're on to tell you, hey, this is coming up here. And that's how we do our kids. We say to them, you know, when they're 17, look, don't do this because this is going to happen. And most of the time, the 17-year-old think they know better, but they really don't know. And then they're 27 and they're saying, man, y'all told me not to do that.
Right.
And but they didn't have to go through whatever it was that they had to go through to learn that lesson.
Right.
Had they learned from the experience of somebody else.
Right. And, you know, we often look at our friends and the path that our friends take. And now we can look back and there we had some friends and we look back at their path and we were on our journey, it was all about the big grab. It was about the big money now, the big house, the big car now. But they were like the tortoise and the hare.
Right.
And they just, we couldn't understand their path because we were all about right now.
Big money.
Big money, big house, big, you know, just big. Everything.
Alligator shoes.
Everything big.
Rolex watches.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but a fool and their money, what?
We'll soon part.
And so I guess the reason why we wanted to share, and our friends, they stayed on the slow path, and they understood, and we honor them today for their sweetness and
absolutely
and their understanding and their wisdom, the wisdom that we didn't have then.
No.
And so you can look at people, and you can learn from them. And they stayed on that slow path. And they, at the end of the day, really were prosperous.
Absolutely. And their life is a lot better now because they took the path that, you know, it was going to take a little more work and you weren't going to get the glory so quick. So, but our situation was we wanted the money. So basically I stopped school because I was like, man, you know, I'm seeing people who finished school are making nearly what I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And so for many people, we want to take the path of least resistance. And then we're surprised when our kids want to take the path of least resistance. Well, the path of least resistance is not always the path that is going to pay the big dividends in the end. So what we're talking about this morning is refueling, retooling, getting things done, but getting things done with more wisdom. With more wisdom and more information. You're on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is serving Of Oils Parish. For all of your home, auto, life, and banking needs, you can phone Kyle Wolf and his team by dialing 318-346-6695. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. The Of Oils Commission of Tourism, stay and play in Of Oils Parish. And Davis One Stop. They're in the heart of Cheneyville if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71. And if you're just joining the show this morning, it's 8:41. And you know what? The morning goes by so, so quickly. But this morning, we're talking about how to get more done. And we're talking about really how to have the right mindset. And for a lot of people, that's challenging. Before we went to break, DC, we were talking about failure. And a lot of people, we were just sitting here chuckling because we have grown to the point where the truth, we understand how freeing it really is. And for a lot of people have a real issue with their past failures. But really, if you don't acknowledge those failures, it really hinders you for the next thing and hinders you for your future. And the author of the article says that failure is something that I accomplish. It doesn't just happen. And he said, if you ask people why they've been successful, it's going to be filled with a lot of personal pronouns like I, and me. And sometimes we, but not a lot, mostly I and me. And sometimes you'll add in we. He says, though, if you ask people why they failed, DC, the hardest thing in the world for people to do, for most people to do, is to own their failure. You won't hear them say, I, and me is why their venture didn't fail, why their venture didn't succeed, or why their business didn't work, or why they didn't complete the job or the task, or why the assignment wasn't done. There is always a reason why they failed. Never accepting responsibility. And for us, DC, I think when we began to accept responsibility for our shortcomings and for the things that we just absolutely just demolished in life, that's really when healing started. You know, when we really said, you know what, that's crazy. That, don't you think that that's when we started to begin to heal, when we started to own our own failures?
Well, yes, when we realized that we had some situations that we weren't being honest about with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just had to get gut-wrenching honest. Mm. And a lot of what happened with us is, you know, we started dealing with the recovery process,
mm-hmm.
which is what opened the door. You know, once you start doing personal inventories and things of that nature on yourself to really see who you really are. And once you put things like that down on paper and start to say, wow, I didn't know I had this. Mm-hmm. I didn't know I was doing this. You know, and once you start doing that, you know, change has to come from it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to either get worse or you're going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so for us, we just started being honest with who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Are we causing damage to others? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with us? Are we all about self all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And so as we started looking down into who we really were, we were able to start changing some things and start to be really gut-wrenching honest with ourselves and see where we were wrong in situations. Mm-hmm. What we were doing right, what things we wanted to get rid of, what mm-hmm. things we wanted to keep. But one thing we were not going to do is let others own our power anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we weren't going to just be doing things because people say this is how they do that. You know, well, you know, we had to get rid of a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's really, like you said, it's the inventory process. And when you're really, really honest with yourself, you'll start to see that many doors will start to open and you'll stop kidding yourself. But by the same token, it doesn't mean that you have to beat yourself up. You just have to deal with the failure. You have to deal with why it happened, but you have to identify the failure so that it doesn't happen again. And then you start to learn from it and you start to learn what you want to be and what you want to become. And after you've failed enough, you know what you don't want to be. You know what you don't want to do anymore.
Right. And I really do, Carlette. I'm a firm believer in a lot of the things that we go through as young adults. A lot of them we don't have to go through. Because a lot of the things that we went through, somebody mm-hmm. had instructed us on how not to go through it. We just decided not to listen.
Absolutely.
Or we thought we knew better. And, you know the old adage, a hard head makes for a soft behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to go out there and take some beatings.
Oh, yeah.
That were not necessary at all.
Mm-hmm.
Had we learned from the experience of other people who were instructing us, because one thing I can say, starting from elementary school on up through college, I can look back and see somebody telling me, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a lot of years for me to start listening to people when they say, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But had I listened to people early on, you know, you got pastors, teachers,
mm-hmm.
friends, family, loved ones, mm-hmm. a whole lot of people in the community, or everybody's got somebody that they know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does. That will be the type of person when you see them coming, you're like, oh, let me go run high because they finna start
mm-hmm.
instructing me about life mm-hmm. or trying to help mm-hmm. me. Instead of running from those people, we should be gravitating toward those.
Absolutely.
People. Because those are the community leaders that are trying mm-hmm. to get something to us that's going to help us in our life.
And I can remember years ago, and we talk about the newisms on the show a lot, but I could remember years ago, Uncle New saying to us, if you could just learn from my experiences and my pain, it will save you a lot of issues and a lot of hurt down the road. And I guess, you know, the real moral of this conversation for people who feel like, and I'm going to tell you, there are always those negative voices in your head that will say that you failed at this, why try again? And then you've tried and you failed a few times. But most successful people have to endure failure before they succeed. And so this morning, as we're trying to help you and help ourselves to get better and more productive in the course of a day, a week, a month, a year, we've got to learn that just because we failed doesn't mean that we are a failure. It just means that that particular situation or thing didn't work. And nothing prevents you from getting up and trying again. And actually, that negative self-talk that constantly is vying for your attention always wants to make you feel like if you try, you're going to fail. But I am telling you this morning, no matter how many times you failed, you get back up, you dust yourself off, and you try again. Because you know what? The fact of the matter is that success is waiting. And the odds are in your favor. Success is waiting, but you'll never know if you're too afraid to try. And so this morning, I hope that as we encourage you, that we will all encourage our kids and we will use our failures to help them to be stronger, to help them to grow bigger and better, and to help them to pull that potential out that we talked about earlier this week, to pull that potential out and start to utilize it, start to make it work for you. We all have potential, but will we excavate it? That's really the question. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us this morning, it's 8:53. We're wrapping up the morning. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached by dialing 318-346-2540 in Bunkie. And in Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, as we're wrapping up the show this morning, we hope that this is a conversation that will resonate with you, and we hope that this is a conversation that will really help you to have those revelation moments that will be life-changing. Now, as I want to switch gears this morning, you know, I have been talking about DC and I taking care of our aunt, Elnora Martin, and many people have called, and we want to thank you for all of the calls, all of the prayers, all of the people who came to visit her at the Grace Home at Cabrini Hospital. If you wrote a note, whatever you did, we want to say thank you. A lot of people are calling about the funeral arrangements. It will appear in the Alexandria Town Talk today, but the funeral services will be tomorrow, February 1st, which is Friday, at 11 a.m. at Pilgrim Baptist Church on Solomon Street. And a lot of people are wondering, you know, how the services are going to go and, you know, asking a lot of questions. And I just want to say to all of her friends and all of the people that she adopted that she was very, very detailed in specifying what she wanted. And not only was she detailed, she had everything pre-written about what she wanted and how she wanted it. And we are just the people that are carrying out her wishes. So every single thing that has happened since she went home to be with the Lord is at her bequest or at her request. And so we just want to say, again, we hope that all of her family and all of her friends, all of her extended family, her church family will come out on tomorrow, February 1st at 11 o'clock at Pilgrim Baptist Church. Now, as we have been going through her belongings and just getting prepared for the next thing, I just want to say to all of those people who knew and loved Elnora Martin that if you ever sent her a note, a card, a letter, if your child sent her a drawing, whatever it was, she absolutely loved you and she kept every single one of them. How do I know? Because we have read many of them. We celebrate her 88 years on this earth, and we will celebrate the life and the love that she lived. And one of the things that we found while we were going through her belongings was a note. And the note was so incredible that I really wanted to share it with all of you this morning. And it is a handwritten note in her very own beautiful handwriting with her beautiful penmanship. And it says this, it says, "You only live once. But if you live the best you can, once is enough. Everybody stumbles a little before they walk," she writes. "You're never fully dressed until you wear a smile." And those of you who knew Elnora Martin knew that she always wore a smile. And then she says, "Life is for the living, so don't miss it. Learn from yesterday, live for today, and trust God for tomorrow." She says, "If you meet someone without a smile, give them yours." She says, "If you meet someone without a smile, give them yours. Keep a smile on your face and love in your heart." And just like Aunt Elnora, she says, "You're too dumb to be dangerous." I thought only Aunt Elnora. But you know what? It was such a touching note, and we wanted to share it with you. And we want to share her celebration with all of you on tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you at her homegoing services tomorrow at Pilgrim Baptist Church at 11 o'clock. We want to thank you guys so much for always spending the very best part of your morning with us. Right here on the official OPT network. We love you. God loves you more than that. Love yourself. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you right back here on Friday.
been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage